In Greenville, South Carolina, there stands an institution of intellectual growth, acknowledging the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith.
Are you busy, Chaplain?
Oh, not very. Come on in, Larry. Oh, sit down, Larry. Now, what's on your mind?
Well, you know that sermon you preached yesterday on the reality of God?
Yes.
If you have time, I'd like to take you upstairs and show you what I've discovered about that.
Well, fine. Sure. How about right now?
That suits me fine.
Well, all right. Just let me put away a few things here, and I'll be right with you. We went down to number 7 hangar, and while they rolled out Larry's plane, we put on the harness and seat chutes and got set. When the control tower gave us the green light, we shot into the air. Started up through the mist. Suddenly, we burst out on an unbelievable fairyland of clouds, white and billowy, towering up into mountains 1,000 feet high and dropping into plains and valleys. At 5,000 feet, Larry leveled off and shouted,
"Here we are, Chaplain. Look down there on those white clouds. What does that do to you?"
I looked down over the wing, and there on a background of gleaming white, I saw a perfectly shaped cross encircled by a brilliant rainbow. Our plane was between the sun and the clouds, and coming up, we had collected moisture on the entire craft, and the sun, picking up this sparkling dew, was casting a beautiful rainbow around the shadow of the plane.
That's the airman's cross.
Spectacular! Absolutely spectacular!
After we landed, Larry suggested we go into the snack bar. I could tell he had more to say.
Chaplain, it was that sight that snapped me out of my atheism.
Oh?
I was brought up in a Christian home and in the church, but the gospel meant little to me. I didn't know the Lord, nor feel any need of him. As I grew older, I drifted away from early influences and adopted Henley's philosophy as my own. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
Unfortunately, that's a very common malady among human beings.
But when I started out on those bombing flights, that creed of mine just fell flat.
I see.
I felt alone, helpless, unprepared for the future. I found myself praying and thinking of my home and of the words of the Bible. One day, while I was flying, I suddenly realized that I, Larry, needed the Lord as my Savior. Then, as I burst above the clouds, I saw the airman's cross. What a sight! It seemed sent just to assure me that the door of the fold was still open to this stray sheep. That day, I gladly took the Lord as my Savior, and I've clung to him ever since.
That's a wonderful testimony, Larry. You know, the whole message of salvation is contained in that symbol up there.
Huh?
You and I were climbing fast, going straight up, as all must do, toward the day of reckoning and the judgment throne of God. But on the way, we saw the rainbow-circled cross. The cross of Calvary speaks of Christ's sacrifice for us and our redemption. The rainbow stands for God's promise of mercy to men.
Amen.
Because Christ bore the penalty for our sins, God is able to put a rainbow around the cross and solemnly declare that wrath and punishment shall not roll forth from the judgment throne upon those who stand there in the merit of Jesus Christ.
Sounds like a good sermon outline there, Chaplain.
I believe it is, Larry. Thanks to you. And thanks again for showing me the airman's cross.
The cross and the rainbow are for all, not just for airmen. For Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And whosoever believeth on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Have you believed on him? And have you received him as your Savior, as this young airman did? If not, let the Holy Spirit of God lead you to Jesus Christ today. Today's story was adapted for radio by Laura Pratt from A Serviceman Meets the Savior, a tract published by Good News Publishers. Listen again next week at this time for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.